Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's the Hawk coming to you live. It's Friday night. It is 12/22/2023. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, I'll tell you, the thing is that our Father in heaven sent his only begotten Son, Lord Jesus, to come onto this earth, and to be born, and to then live and grow up and live, and then to get rid of all of our sin, take on all of our sin for us if we will repent, believe on him, and ask him to come into our heart to be our Savior. There's power in the blood of Jesus. Power in the blood of Jesus. And we're going to need him pretty quick, let me tell you, because this thing is getting to be pretty wild weasel. I know a lot of people have seen at stevequayle.com. They've seen from the Hal Turner show site, E4B, National Airborne Operations Center, NAOC transmits emergency action message to U.S. submarines from over Gulf of Mexico. Ladies and gentlemen, I'll tell you what, this thing is getting ready to go wild weasel. And they even has on the cover of this, he has from National Military Command Center, Washington, D.C., to the USS Alabama. Okay. Now, this stuff is going to go wild. And I'm going to tell you, I also heard that Navy commanders, certain Navy commanders are starting to talk straight and out of school like they were had a pair. Excuse my French. And they're talking about Red China Joe and the Defense Department and all the screwballs at the top of the charts in the defense. And they're talking about how they're not being allowed to really defend themselves or to take out the threats that they need to take out, particularly over there in the Houthi area, the Yemen, Red Sea, that whole area over in there. And they're using Tomahawk missiles to take out drones. And these guys are saying, hey, these commanders are saying, you won't send us any more new Tomahawks. And then quite frankly, ladies and gentlemen, they're probably not building any new Tomahawk missiles. So there's multiple commanders and multiple different ships. And they feel like they're being put out to dry and that they're going to be set up to be taken down. Okay? They're being set up to be taken down. And the nice big old missiles ain't coming in. They're not supplying them. And you ain't going to take out all kind of stuff with just a phalanx gun, you know, and the what have you. So the Navy is starting to get a little cranky about Joe Biden. Oh, wow, wow, wow. The E6B Mercury has also been involved, all right? And they're involved directly to the president in all of this. And the E4B and 6B, this is from Hal's site, Hal Turner. At the end of the day, they have only one job, getting the message out, nuclear launch codes from the NCA, National Command Authority, and the United States Nuclear Triad by any means necessary. Those means include a variety of waveforms, including VLF, HF, UHF, SHF, and beyond. A B-52, B-2, an ICBM silo, or a submarine will decode these encrypted messages and either launch their nuclear weapons at an intended target or not, based on decisions of our elected public officials. So imagine any dismay when surveillance picked up E-4B transmitting the emergency action message while out over the Gulf of Mexico this afternoon. More specifically, the aircraft was messaging our nuclear missile submarines because it was using VLF to send the encoded message. VLF is the band that penetrates the ocean to sufficient depth to reach our submerged nuclear subs. And, well, you know, China told him they're going to attack Taiwan in November, told the Beijing. And this whole bit is getting to be just crazy. But, you know, when you're getting paid billions of dollars by the Red Chinese through your son, then whose side are you on, you know? Whose side are you on? I would rather talk about the beauty and of Lord Jesus and his birth. And I mean, it's just incredible. Then I heard today on the afternoon on the news that in Bethlehem, they're not going to celebrate Christmas in Bethlehem this year for some reason. Well, you know what the reason is? Because Lucifer, the Lightbringer, is trying to replace our great Messiah, our Lord Jesus, and he ain't going to do it because we're not going to let him do it because there's power in the blood of Jesus. Let me tell you what. Our Father art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Oh, and you sent your son. And I will tell you what, in John 14:10, Jesus says that if you ask in his name, he will do it. If you believe in him, you see. And he also tells you in John 14, he also tells you if you wish to see him, if you wish him to manifest himself to you, he tells you how to do it. That would be a real good thing to do, is to go up and read John 14 in a King James. The old King James, not the new King James. Read it wherever you want, but I'm going to tell you, read it for meaning and feeling and read what Lord Jesus has to say. So the Navy commanders are starting to speak up. They're getting a little bit tired of all this stuff. Meanwhile, we hear from the grapevine, about certain people who had been in the military who are in a park area, and they got approached by somebody in a white van who was wearing a boonie cap with an army insignia on it, and said, why don't you come over here by the car? I dropped some change and my back hurts. I can't go out to get it. You're welcome to it. I'm not going to get into it that much more or that much less, whatever. But the fact is, this guy seemed to know in the van about the guy that he was talking to. Seemed to know a little bit about him, about the different things in the old days in the military and what have you. And, you know, they're getting ready to, like, take out veterans, take out homeless, particularly homeless veterans. And Brother Quayle's had different stories on his site about that. And how police, maybe bad police or bad feds, might be taking some people out and then disappearing them. Or maybe they take them somewhere and they put them under the ground to so that they are the new slaves, you see. Oh, I'm telling you, it's not going to turn the way you want to think it might turn. This thing is going to get really crazy. Oh, let me drink a cup of coffee here for a second, ladies and gentlemen. I am, by the grace of our Lord Jesus and your prayers, my voice is strong. People say, well, you sound great. I hope you're just doing just ducky to wucky. No, I still have stage 4 lung cancer and what have you. But, you know, I mean, the Lord has, we've asked the Lord to remove it from my body. But now I just took the third chemo and finished it up. And I'm going to do a fourth and then do a scan after the first of the year. And at that point, hopefully these things are, you know, gone or down to the lowest possible point. Because generally, most people don't realize there's a little bit of cancer in the body, but your body handles it, takes care of it. But Hopefully, this, ladies and gentlemen, will be gone by the grace of the Lord in your prayers. And I tell you, it's weary and it's fatiguing and what have you, but I feel better since I've been able to come back onto the air and do the things. But Lord Jesus will sustain you for what his purpose is for you. If he's chosen you to work for him and you're working on his behalf, then he needs what he needs from you. My voice, my mind, or whatever it is, my ability to talk out here over the airwaves and to hopefully do some good, for good people out there, and also strike blows against the enemies of the Lord Jesus. But then to warn those about what's to come, our good people in the remnant. Oh, man, oh, man. It's just getting very tiresome, ladies and gentlemen. Now, let me tell you about the gold and silver. There's just what it was before I came on, because gold is 2055.25. It's up over $8 today. Silver, 2427, down about 8 cents. But that's almost $25 an ounce. Brother Quayle told you years ago, gold was $350 and silver was $450, and he told you to buy it by the ton back then. That's, 26, 27 years ago, and he told us that. I'd have to look up the exact date, but it's in that range. And then platinum, $985.14, up $11.86. So you've got to be able to prepare. The first preparation is to repent of your sins, ask Jesus to come into your heart to be your Savior. That is the key. That is the key. Because we're getting ready to go to either World War. We're in the Gog Magog War already. Ezekiel 38:39. We're in the Gog-Magog War. We're also in situations where the banks, the World Center banks, the Money Center banks, all the U.S. banks, all the stuff are starting to follow the lead of the Rothschilds and then the WEF, the Klaus Schwabs, the Hararis underneath him. And the fact that they're getting ready to try to take all of your bank accounts, take over everything, destroy the markets. And you better get as best you can out of things and into things that you hold in your hand, like gold or silver, or like long-term storage, long-term storage food, dehydrated and other freeze-dried. God bless you, Cirilla. God bless you, Cirilla and Ron. May Lord Jesus return everything to you 10,000-fold. You're wonderful people. And I pray that he will just provide you with medical miracles where you need them, and that he'll also provide you with superabundance. God bless you. Now, to everybody out there, you can reach me at RadioHawk777@Hotmail.com. That's the email, RadioHawk777@Hotmail.com. Email, or you can reach me, Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. Send a card, a letter. If you got a little something in it, that's God bless you, because I'll tell you what. Federal Reserve notes, a little bit of silver, a little bit of gold, platinum, whatever, or a check, send it to Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. May Lord Jesus return that to you 10,000 fold. And just say hi. Just, you know, got some nice Christmas cards and wonderful things and from all kind of people. B and E and a B. God bless you. All the different ones. And I can't read out every name or every town or everything. And ladies and gentlemen, I'm so weary and tired, you can't believe it. But Lexington, Indiana, Mr. K, Captain K at Imperial Beach, God bless you. Cheryl P, one of the Buffalo gals. Oh, yeah. The main maniacs, you know who you are. Out of South Carolina. And I will tell you, Lord, let's pray for somebody right now. Lord Jesus, let's pray for the old stagecoach cop sheriff. Lord Jesus, will you go right now and will you see Bruce? Will you go to Bruce right now, Lord Jesus? Will you provide him with medical miracles? You provide him with medical miracles and restore him back to full health. Will you also ease his mind because they've had a cow that's been killed by a wolf and chicken hawks, and don't get mad at me because I'm a hawk, but chicken hawks have attacked some of their flocks and stuff. But I will tell you, the wolf killed a cow, and then, but Lord Jesus, go there, provide medical miracles to Bruce, and then restore him back to health. And then bless, as you always do, the old stagecoach stop. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for all you do. All right, ladies and gentlemen. Just incredible. We're ready to go to war. And then the U.S. government and the no such agency, the FBI and everybody is looking at you. And I will say this, you'd better get as much food, water jugs, and the small ones, you know, that are the stack of blocks or whatever you got. Purify the water with a Berkey light. And then if you don't have a Berkey, get one or get a Pure or get a Katadyn. Whatever best water purification system you can get a hold of, you need to get it. You need to get it now, and you need to get it quickly. And get extra filters because I know, like on the Berkey, basic Berkey filters, I think, you know, I think if you got two of them, I think you got about 6,000 or 10,000 gallon. I don't know what it is. But this is what you're going to need. We might be living in little shacks. We might be living in tents. I know of somebody out there right now. They live out in a rural area, and they built a garage. They sold their house and all that stuff. Built a garage. And in a sense, they still work hard as heck. But it's hard to make a living in the businesses. And they finally got windows in the garage and some garage doors, and they put in a wood stove, but they live in a tent on the floor inside the garage. This is what America's getting to be. It's getting to be harder and harder to do stuff. But I will tell you what, there's power in the blood of Jesus. Keep on trying to do what you're going to do. That's why I keep putting one foot in front of the other. And with this crazy lung cancer, which has gone into other places, bones, etc., liver, other spots, hopefully not the brain yet. But ladies and gentlemen, all prayers, I can feel them and hear them every time you send one up. Lord Jesus, will you come and will you take this cancer and remove it totally from my body, Lord Jesus, in your name? Will you do that? Will you restore my bodily systems back to health? Will you restore me as a spirit? Lord Jesus, will you restore me as a spirit? And in your name I pray, Lord Jesus. And to everybody out there with illness or with the cancer or with the heart problems or whatever it is that you might have, may Lord Jesus visit you right now. May he restore you back to health and remove any disease or any affliction. In your name I pray, Lord Jesus, help your people. Help your people now so that we can stand in the gap against evil. Help your people now, Lord Jesus, so we can stand in the gap against evil. We want to do that because evil is coming. And evil is running this country at this period of time. And I don't think necessarily we're going to even have another presidential election. I don't know. We might not. Will it be legitimate? I doubt it. Oh, boy. I don't know exactly what I would tell you other than that what's getting ready to come up in Revelations and in various places is going to be just incredible. And into the angel of the church of in Sardis, right? These things saith he that hath the seven spirits of God and the seven stars. I know thy works, that thou hast a name, that thou livest and art dead, and be watchful and strengthen the things which remain that are ready to die. For I have not found thy works perfect before God. Remember, therefore, how thou hast received and heard, and hold fast and repent. If therefore thou shalt not watch, I will come on thee as a thief, and thou shalt not know what hour I will come upon thee. Thou hast a few names, even in Sardis, which I have not defiled their garments, and shall walk with me in white, for they are worthy. You see, ladies and gentlemen, the Lord is not coming for everybody who just says this, that, or the other. He's coming to strike blows against the enemy. He's coming to wipe out the evil and the 200 million man army at Armageddon. Him with his archangels and angels, and anybody who stands for the Lord will be a fighting with him, against him. We've got to be ready. And oh, I wish I could just relax and just do all of that. But I'm telling you, even in the midst of all of this, I try to rest because I need rest to have the strength to be able to fight, because I'm still going to fight. When the evil comes down the block, when it comes down the road, when the, you know, whoever it is, the North American, whatamacallits, or the federales, or whoever the heck it is, or the biker gangs, or the street gangs, or the millions and millions of people that are coming up from the border, the red Chinese who are already here in great numbers. Ladies and gentlemen, you better be ready to go. And you better have somebody stay up at night. Somebody needs to take the night watch. Somebody needs to take the night watch, at least for, 3-4 hours. And then have somebody else get up and take the watch. Just like if you're on a ship or in the military at an outpost or out in the boonies, Somebody's got to be at the watch post, at the remote post down the road, looking for who's going to come over the hill. I don't know the exact time, dates, any kind of a thing, but I will tell you what, that Tuesday night, I was telling you last night, maybe some of you did not hear it, on the 80-meter ham band, in the early evening or mid-evening, before the propagation gets switches and, you know, on the 80 meter. And these hams are talking how, you know, Christmas stuff and the pretty Christmas lights and all of the decorations. And we're having good thoughts and all that. And then all of a sudden there comes on a guy starting to give him the business, kind of, who he was speaking in English, but with a heavy Chinese accent. Heavy Chinese accent, but in English. And starting to talk to these guys, and but he wouldn't identify himself. He would not give his number or, you know, as a ham or anything. And they kept bugging him to identify himself. He says, "You stupid Americans." I'm just going to paraphrase. He says, "You stupid Americans, you better watch out. You're not going to like it, what's going to happen. Because you may not be able to even see any kind of lights, let alone Christmas lights, on Christmas Eve or Christmas. Just to let you know." So, ladies and gentlemen, there's a possibility we could, you know, EMP or get EMP or the 9-key power substation in the United States get knocked out. And then the power grids go down. Or hypersonic missiles rain down from the Russians, the Chinese. The two nuclear devices from Little Kimmy's satellites over the United States. That'll pop an EMP blast. Keep thinking about that. I think if you don't have them, you better get you some candles and things tomorrow. Some lamps and lamp oil. Matthew 25. Lord Jesus tells you to have oil in the lamps and the lamp oil. You got to be prepared. Because you never know when the bridegroom cometh. Oh, man. Blessed Jesus, thank you for all you do for me, Lord. And thanks for choosing me and having your Archangel Michael recruit me, because he sure scared the heck out of me to a certain degree. Of course, then he said, "Are you afraid?" I said, "No, I'm not." Little did I know. Little did I know. But then I was downloaded and told and what I was to do. And then within about 2 to 3 weeks, Brother Quayle got the word, "Why don't you have this guy on as a guest and maybe put him on air?" And bingo. That was 19 and a half years ago. And Steve Quayle and I are completely around the horn together. And God bless Brother Quayle, because he's the one who brought me back to Lord Jesus. He's the one whose message brought me back to Lord Jesus. And Brother Quayle, pray for him. You can also reach him if you would like to get gold or silver or any kind of things or any of his books or get his private briefings or the Q5 2.0. Call him at 406-586-4840. 406-586-4840. Leave a message or email him at the contact emails. Email him at the contact emails. And tell them what you need or what you're going to get and what you'd like for them to do. Because I think they're going to be out of the office for a while. But give them a call or email and they'll check it. And I pray that everybody out there will one time again renew their vows to the Lord Jesus and talk to him directly. And ask him, "Lord, I am a sinner. Come into my heart to be my Savior. Lord, help me out. Wash my sins clean, Lord Jesus. And Lord, I will stand with you. I'll stand with you. I'll stand when they come. And I'll stand in the gap when they come to take this country down. I'll stand with you, Lord. I'll stand with you. I'll stand in there and I'll wade into them, Lord Jesus. I'll wade into your enemies, Lord." Oh, ladies and gentlemen, this stuff is going to happen like you can't believe it. It's going to happen like you cannot believe it, and I'm telling you. I pray that everybody has trained their children and has read the Bible to them and got them to understand what's coming. I pray that they have taught their children the martial arts. They've taught them how to read the Bible. They've taught them how to exercise. They've taught them how to shoot a rifle or to shoot a pistol or to shoot a shotgun. I pray that they've taught them how to camp out. And I pray that they give them the strength and the courage and the understanding to say, Lord Jesus loves you, you young people. But at the same time, you'll be coming online to stand against the evil, just as your mother, your father, your grandparents may do, because you may lose them, but you're going to have to step up. You're going to step up. To all my friends in Alaska, my trapper buddy, Tannis, and all of his friends up there, you guys better get ready to roll, because I'm going to tell you, you're going to see the Russians come. You're going to see the Russians come. And it's not going to be all that great. Everybody who lives out in the mountains, everybody who lives in the Ozarks, who lives down in the hillbilly roads and all the different places, southern Indiana, the Upper in Michigan, and God bless Liz Evenson up there tonight. Liz, if you're listening, may the Lord Jesus come down and just give you the best of everything. Grant you superb, superabundance. And knowing that your husband, Brother Greg, is up there probably right now, training with the Archangel Michael in the boot camp. Oh, what a wonderful guy, Greg Evenson, and a tough guy he was and is. All the good people that I've known over the years and all the ones we've had on air and Brother Quayle's had on air. And just to let you know that everybody who listens, you are just stupendous. You're the wonderful, most wonderful audience. The most wonderful audience. And you kept me on and kept me in the game for 19 and a half years. And I love you all. I love you all in Jesus' name. And if I'm going to be here after the first of the year, and I sincerely hope that I am, then I will listen to you or talk to you after Christmas. I will talk to you on air after Christmas. And I will try to stay in this game as long as possible with the help of your prayers and Lord Jesus and our Father in heaven. Thank you for all the information you give me about the different things that can help with cancer. I'm way far gone on some of it to do good, but I am still doing different things. I am taking ivermectin. Also, there's a fabendazole. I'm looking into that, which is another dog dewormer. Some people have had great success with it. Check it out. Fabendazole. Essiac tea. The Chinese green teas. All the different things. Some things I am doing and drinking. But it's beyond this. It's beyond all of that. It was beyond that. And now I'm in the realm where we need the medical miracle from the Lord Jesus. The medical miracle from the Lord Jesus. We got one. My voice is back. We got one. My voice has come back. So I'll tell you, it is just incredible. Just incredible. Now, Al Turner also had an interesting thing today. It's up at stevequayle.com. Steve Quayle put it out there on his site for Hal. And it's basically Russian Special Flight Squadron lands in D.C. Ukraine war to end? Question mark. Russia lays out terms of surrender. Terms for Ukraine to surrender, not for them to surrender. Russian officials arrived allegedly in Washington, D.C. Thursday morning to discuss the terms of Ukraine surrender. This is the aircraft that brought the Russian delegation to Washington, D.C. And they list the, it's an allusion to 96-300, IL-96, Special Flight Squadron. All right, RSD. Anyway, the Special Flight Squadron moves Kremlin officials traveling on important matters. The terms given to Washington, D.C. for Ukraine are complete Ukraine surrender, complete surrender of all military equipment. Russian territory will range from Kharkov to Odessa and gives Russia complete control of the Black Sea coast. Western Ukraine cannot join NATO or have any military aid Russia does not care who controls Western Ukraine and have openly offered it to Poland. Put it bluntly, the Ukraine war is over and Ukraine lost completely. They can no longer defend themselves in any meaningful way, and if hostilities are not halted, Ukraine will simply be slaughtered. And believe it or not, Russia does not want to do that. Notice the information isn't anywhere on the mass media. Notice the Washington Post stopped printing its Ukraine war update section, and no reporting that Ukraine has lost, and not a word about Russia's victory. So this, you see, ladies and gentlemen, go up to stevequayle.com, and it's on Hal Turner radio show as well, but that is up there, and it's quite interesting. Oh, yes, and hello to my buddies at the Old Stagecoach Stop. Thank you for checking in. Oh, boy. Well, anyway, they lost four turkeys, and the guard dogs kept him away from the sheep and the goats. I'm praying for you out there at the Old Stagecoach Stop. God bless you all, and Merry, Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas, because the Lord Jesus is on your side. Oh, man. I don't know what to say sometimes, ladies and gentlemen. And I tell you, I've done the best I can, but we're a long way off from years and years ago when we were saying, did you know there's a new world order, or there's this or that or the other? If you don't know that by now, then you've been at the mall for quite some time. And anybody who listens to this show has had the straight shot right down the tubes on almost everything from the beginning. And even today, they try to knock you off the air, knock me off the air, Steve. Even today, we have odd and strange people fish around and be seen in neighborhoods. People say, well, Hawk, why don't you call me? Call me up on the phone, Hawk, and all of that. Well, I'll tell you what, you don't necessarily want me to call you. Not that I'm not a decent guy, but I'll tell you, I remember calling one such person back about 19 years ago, and somebody who was actually quite well known, but I'm not going to say who it is. And they lived in Florida. And 15 minutes after getting off the air with me, there were prowler cars. There were Federale types prowling, unmarked cars driving up and down in front of his house within 15 minutes. So that's because I work for the Lord Jesus. I strike blows against the enemies of the Lord Jesus. I warn the remnant of what is to come and who and what they might do to prepare. But you see, the devil does not like that. Lucifer does not like that. And Lucifer, the light bringer, is who? Most of the top slots in our banks and our governments worship. Go look sometime online and look at the Rothschild parties and stuff that they had. Look at parties and Lady Rothschilds with, the different Luciferian Baphomet necklaces and all the stuff. This thing is not about anything but Lucifer trying to replace Lord Jesus as the Messiah, and that ain't going to happen. There's power in the blood of Jesus. And I'm going to tell you what, if you see old Lucy, you get your Louisville Slugger, or you get your Fungo Bat, or whatever, you Bongo City Sledgehammer, and you pop him up the side of the head. Lucy lives in a red-black world. He lives in a red-black world. Well, I'm going to tell you what. Just go straight right at him. Go straight right at him, and you fear nothing if you got the Lord Jesus. If you got the Lord Jesus with you. And our Father in heaven sent his only begotten Son down here to give you the opportunity to believe in him. And for him to wash your sins away. because of your faith and your belief in him. Oh, what a wonderful and fantastic thing that our Father in heaven did. All of the bad things that people have done, I mean, Lord Jesus doesn't pick sissies. Brother Quayle talked about it the other night with me, and we talked about, I think he talked about it on air. We ain't been the best guys all these years. We had different stuff going on in the old days. And yet, you need somebody. You can't have the little milquetoast guy from the small town. You got to have somebody who's can confront, somebody who's not afraid and who can strike blows against the enemies of the Lord. Oh, I love you out there. I love you all out there. You might say, well, Hawk, you're ad-libbing now. Yes, I am. Yes, I am. Anything is most needed and welcome for me. I don't know how I'm going to turn out on all this stuff, but I trust in the Lord Jesus. And I trust that he will take me to heaven when it's my time. As he determines. Not when I think I'm done, but when he thinks I'm done. When he doesn't need me and when he has me still working on his behalf. Oh, what a friend we have in Lord Jesus. And to all my friends out there, all of you. I can see you out there right now, some of you. I can see you right out there. And I hope that you have a wonderful time with your family this Christmas. And the next few days are just really, I'm going to sit and relax and try to spend time with my spouse. And then go on Christmas to another family home. And I don't walk without a walker. And I don't walk very far without it now. But I'm going to walk in there somehow. And sit and look at good people in family. Have a nice dinner on Christmas Day. And celebrate the fact, hopefully, that I'm still alive. Because I was told that I would not be when I first started going to the doctor. 3.5 weeks to 5 weeks. Well, I've surpassed that. I surpassed that quite a bit. Oh, what a friend we have in Jesus. Now, I'm going to tell you also, if this thing starts to go wild weasel in the Middle East, you're just not going to believe it. Read Ezekiel 38 and 39. Read Ezekiel 38 and 39. And I think you're going to see, I don't know when, I think you're going to see nuclear weapon, a hypersonic missile at some point. And the naval commanders are starting to let people know that it looks like they're being hung out to dry and being dangled out there to be destroyed. Is that what you want, Red China Joe? Is that what you want, Red China Joe? Is that what you want? Get a carrier group taken out or one of our destroyers. It looks like that's what you want. David W. Newmaker said, we love you too, dear Hawk. So do gazillions of Montagnards who have been brought to the Lord Jesus because of your help. Well, it's the people of the program who have helped. I put the message out and they've tried to help you to get the Bibles and the songbooks to them. And we even built a church. I think that's fantastic. Even built a little church behind the house church that got too full. Dave and Debbie, Merry Christmas to you, and God bless you both. Ladies and gentlemen, let me give you their address one more time. If you can help them, please do. Nunemaker, N-U-N-E-M-A-K-E-R, Indochina Bible Project, Gospel Furthering Fellowship, 221 Hamilton, Myerstown, with O, M-Y-E-R-S-T-O-W-N, Myerstown, Pennsylvania, 17067. Anything, send anything that you want to them, and they'll get it to there and transfer it into brand new Bibles and a new Montagnard dialect. And they're on fire for the Lord. Let's get some more people on fire for the Lord Jesus before the time comes. Oh, man, oh, man, oh, man. I don't know exactly, but all kind of stuff is being brought out that hasn't come out. The story, go and look at the story about the interesting or secret pyramid that the U.S. military built in the Dakotas. It's up at stevequay.com. Go look at that thing. And it was supposedly radar. But look at all this stuff starting to happen. And I guess Nippon Steel has bought $4.9 billion acquisition of U.S. Steel. And now the White House says that deserves serious scrutiny. Okay? Well, yeah, it should be. But I'm going to tell you, why in the heck don't we do things for our corporations? Why don't we do stuff? Why aren't we building Tomahawk missiles? Why aren't we building enough 105 howitzer shells that we might have some? Why aren't we doing the things that we need to do to protect the United States and to not let anybody, not even to let a mouse come through a mouse trap, you see, not even let a mouse come through a hole to come in and take us? Instead, the FBI, the NSA, the CIA, the EIEIOs are all targeted, not at our enemies, not at the Red Chinese, not at the Russians, not at the North Koreans, not at the Iranians, but they're targeted at the American people. Targeted at the American people, and it is just about time that all that crap ends. I'm going to tell you again, if you do not have a firearm, go acquire one. Get yourself a shotgun 12-gauge pump, if nothing else. If you can get a 12-gauge pump shotgun, if you can get a rifle, and get a basic rifle. Doesn't have to be a .223. You could have a any type of rifle. You could have a .22 long rifle. There's nothing wrong with that within closer range. That will get you a squirrel or get you something to eat, a rabbit. That will also take out somebody with a good shot to the head, you know, down the street or down the block who's coming for you. But there are also other things, you know, other different types of stuff that you can get a hold of. Just nothing else other than a deer rifle. Get grandpa's old deer gun, you know. And I'm going to tell you, you're better off to engage things from a distance than to do it close up. But if you got something from the distance, and you got the .308 or the .270 or whatever the caliber might be, the .30-06, the .338 Lapua would be a good one if you had one of them. Old Mickey might be good with those. Mickey Lapua. But ladies and gentlemen, be ready, and I'm going to tell you, you're going to need a minimum of 1,000 rounds. Now, I like pistols, too. I think Glock pistols are some of the finest instruments ever crafted. But if you like Colt, Smith & Wesson revolvers are pretty dadgum good. .357, shoot a .38 as well. Rugers. You can get these little LCPs, little Colt pistols, the Ruger LCP in a .380 or a .22 caliber. Fine little pocket gun. Put it in your overcoat. you know, and particularly in states where you have the right to carry concealed with or without a concealed carry weapon. And in the old days, in many old days, in many states where you don't even have it, there's a whole lot of people out there in those states that would rather be judged by 12 than carried by 6. Now, the fact is that you had better be ready for what's going to come down the block. And if you hear the, stay in your homes, we will be coming down the street to visit each home independently. Do not come out. Put down any weapon or firearm, and do not do anything that will cause any problem. When you hear that crap right there, well, then let me tell you what. They're coming to take you away. Ha, ha. So don't you listen to the dadgum word they say. And you remember every time old Hawk read you Solzhenitsyn's front porch material. You remember every time I read it to you. Alexander I. Solzhenitsyn. You remember it. You remember Ezekiel 38:39. And you remember all the years, for 20 years now almost, I told you everything under the sun. Because I don't know if we're going to have a 2024 or how it will be. We'll have one, but it could be the worst thing that could ever be. Two and four is six. 20. And then a six after it, two and four. So, ladies and gentlemen, you don't want to go into their Luciferian night without a fight. But I do say, and to all the young people out there, Lord Jesus loves you. Read his name aloud. Say his name aloud. Never be afraid to say there's power in the blood of Jesus. And read that Bible and read the red letter editions. Get the ones that have Jesus' words. And pay strict attention to those. But read the rest of it too. But I'm telling you, Lord Jesus is the way, the truth, the light. And he's come and he came to wash your sins away. If you'll but repent and ask him to come into your heart. To be your Savior. Oh, man. And enjoy the magic and the wonderment and the lighting and all of the Christmas lights and the Christmas tree. And all of it, knowing that Lord Jesus was born and that we celebrate his birth. And Biden's having the naval commanders stand down, you see. And I tell you what, I hope somebody gets the cojones to just, when the time comes, to launch everything in their pod on the bad guys. Regardless. Because if you're going to wait for their orders, you're going to wait for their stuff and their orders. It may never come. It may never come. Ladies and gentlemen, Lord Jesus, we love you so much, Lord Jesus. And help us to endure what we have to endure and to come and to help us through our travail, Lord. And if you'd help us with that, we'll stand in the gap for you. And we'll do that anyway, even if you don't help us, Lord. But I'm telling you, Lord Jesus, your people, there are a lot of good ones out here listening to this show tonight. A whole lot of people out there listening to this show tonight that are your people, Lord. See to their needs. Tend to their abundance that they might have. Help them to have the medical miracles they need. Oh, I love you, Lord Jesus. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, it's just so amazing, so fantastic. And if you don't understand what I'm trying to say and what I'm trying to do, I'm trying to be truthful and honest and forthwith and everything at the time when in my particular life is in grave danger, all right, from the cancer. But I'm telling you, with your prayers and with the Lord Jesus, I'm going to go through Christmas. I'm going to enjoy this Christmas with my family, with my spouse. And then I pray that I will have many years to come. But if it be the time that the Lord wants me, then I'll gladly go, because I'm not afraid. And you know why I'm not afraid of that? Oh, you have little bitty petty stuff like, oh, I wouldn't want to do that. But you think about it, but you say, I'm really not afraid because I know where I'm going to go. I'm going to go to be in heaven with Lord Jesus. And I've seen him before. I saw him once in the tunnel. When I was in the tunnel and I was in the hospital a number of years ago, and some of you might remember that. And I was outside of the body up in the tunnel, and Lord Jesus was there with me. He said, no, it's not your time. And I talked with him, and he talked with me. And yet I could look down into the hospital room and see my body down there and see all kind of weird demonic people trying to get at me, at that body, but they were looking up, and Lord Jesus was looking down at them too. And I'm still here. I was not gotten. And I'm with the Lord Jesus, and there's power in the blood of Jesus. And he's there to wash your sins away if you'll let him. If you'll let him. Mighty men and women of valor, use your high technology to strike blows against the enemy of the Lord Jesus and against the enemies of the true Americans, of the true Americans and the Bill of Rights and the Constitution. Don't go into their Luciferian knifed out of fight. Fandango Rangers, I know you're ready. Old Mickey Lapua, man, you're the best hand-to-hand. Or with that old 338 in the scope. You drill them right down the old gunwales if you got to, Mick. Rode a track and little L. And to your wonderful parents, God bless you. And may the Lord Jesus provide medical miracles for you. May he show you all of the things keep on your heart and to do as we come down the road to what may be the most difficult year coming we will have in quite some time. Oh, I love Lord Jesus. I love our Father in heaven. I love you all out there. Have a wonderful Christmas and pray for the old hawk. Pray for the old hawk that the Lord will remove the cancer from his body and restore him back to full health. In Lord Jesus' name, I pray that he also provide for you as you need. Good night. Merry, Merry Christmas, ladies and gentlemen. Merry Christmas.